in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Cassandra Ziegler. I attend Duquesne University and I study biological sciences. And the herb I would like to talk about today is ghost pipe. The scientific name is Monotropa uniflora. So it's relatively short, like you pass by it, it doesn't get higher than about ankle height, I would say. It is white, so if you see it though, you'd be like, whoa, what is that? And it has a single flower that kind of, it grows up, hooks, and the flower hangs back down, kind of like a little droplet. So it is native to the United States. It's native to, I believe, Asia as well. So it's more widespread than people think it is. It's just that people don't tend to see it too often. It tends to grow in forests and areas that might be a little bit lower elevation, some wetland kind of based areas. It's really not very common. If you just like look out in a field and you see it, you'd have to be walking through a forest or an area to find it that way, because it's common, but not urban common or garden common or anything like that. So what's really cool about it, it's a parasitic herb, so that it doesn't have any chlorophyll. That's why there's no color to it. So what happens is it pulls its nutrients from nearby fungi and trees. So the roots that interconnect underneath that get all their energy from the sun with the chlorophyll and everything like that, it pulls their energy from them instead of trying to create its own. So that you might find it in more of a dense forest that it's not getting the sunlight that it normally would, because it doesn't need the sunlight. It has been in the past used as a medicinal plant for its pain-relieving properties. My work is not focused on this herb in particular, but it's in the forest that I work in. So that I work primarily with birds, and on the way to the areas that we're trying to catch the birds, you walk through the forest and then you see all these different things as you're walking these pathways, and every now and then you just happen upon something and be like, whoa, that's really cool, that caught my eye. I only recently became aware of it maybe last year, because I was in other forests that were more higher elevation, drier, not as much wetland, lower kind of thing. So this is the first time I'm actively working in these forests, and that's when I finally got to see it for the first time.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.